Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I praise God that you're able to join me today. I've been waiting before the Lord and just asking God that every listener who hears the broadcast today would be refreshed by the Spirit of the Lord, that whatever you may be experiencing or facing in your life now, that you will know that God is greater, that He is with you. Ezekiel, the 34th chapter, shares some beautiful thoughts on the heart of God. And let me just share them with you. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines, and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. Hallelujah. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek of the strong will I destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. Doesn't that remind you of Psalm 23, where David described the Lord as the good shepherd, who is with us, who causes us to lie down in green pastures and feed beside still waters, who anoints our head with oil, who spreads a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Even though we may go through the valley of the shadow of death, He is with us. His rod and His staff comforts us. Praise God. In the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus said, verse 14, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. And a little earlier in that same chapter, he said, when he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice, and they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. The Lord has just been placing this on my heart that so often, you know, we try so hard, and we have to be reminded that it's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. There were times that I desperately needed God's touch in my life. I felt weary. I was exhausted, or I was dry. I just felt so far away from the Lord, yet doing all that I knew to do. And some of you may find yourself in that place today, but God Himself, it is never failed. God is so faithful, and it's not my efforts. All I can do, all you can do, is surrender to Him and yield to Him, and He will touch you, and He will give you that what you need. Hallelujah. Praise God. The voice of the good shepherd is bringing his people together. We're being gathered by him because he's the Lord of the harvest. So he's gathering his people. Isaiah 43:18-21. And I feel this is a particular rhema word for us today. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people my chosen, the people I have formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Hallelujah. This one whom you serve is going to show you how to praise him like you've never praised him before. He is going to have a people who will show forth his praise. And not just singing the songs of Zion, not just ministering in praise and worship, but our very lives shall bring glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, beloved, I don't know if you can feel it in your spirit, but God's power is being released to you. I've been praying that God would release his power in your behalf and bring you this year into a more glorious and anointed relationship in Christ that you ever thought possible. And I know there have been pressures and battles because God has great things in store for his people, and the devil's full of rage because he simply can't stop what God is doing, nor can he prevent what God has purposed for you from coming to pass. As long as you put your hand in the hand of the Lord, as long as you're determined to keep pressing on, the Lord will be with you. He will fight for you. Many of God's people are under tremendous attack, pressured like never before. Some have been so pressured they wish they could just exit from life. But when we look at the Word, what did God's people do? When David faced greater pressure, he prayed. David knew what it was to have God come to his rescue when it seemed like he would surely sink in troubled waters. And Hannah prayed when she faced the pressure of ridicule. Solomon prayed when he faced the pressure of immense responsibility. Jesus rose up early before dawn to go and pray. Jesus knew what prayer could do. He could have just spoken the work done, but as our example, he prayed just as we are to pray. Too many people use the terms fate or chance or accident or luck or coincidence to describe what caused their problems, but those things had nothing to do with it. Behind every battle that attempts to destroy God's people, the devil is working. But the good news is God is supreme over every situation. The way to God's power is through prayer. Prayer brings about things that God can do, and God can do all things. At the close of the broadcast, I always make an opportunity by invitation to stand in prayer with those who need the power of agreeing prayer. Sometimes God just has required that we come together in prayer because as we bear one another's burdens, the Word says, we so fulfill the law of Christ. And so whatever you may be facing, whatever problems are on your heart, whatever troubles surround you, there is an answer in Jesus. And as we pray together, God will do the work. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord. I just want to obey him. For the Lord would say, beloved, I see your heart. I reach out to you to bring you into a place of greater security, serenity, and rest in me. Yea, the joy of my presence is not far off from you, but it is your portion. I am holding back disaster and terrible troubles from my people that face the world because I love them, and they have not yet come into the place of strength and maturity that I have for them. But they will. He that heareth and shall stand faithful shall receive all that I have for my people in these last days. The hearing and thoughts of many have become dull and unresponsive to me. But it shall not be so with you, for I call you to receive my words, and be not afraid to do them. For in your obedience to me you shall see and understand what I have prepared to do in the lives of those who love me. Hidden treasures shall I reveal to them who love and obey me. Beloved, the time is short. Time is urgent. Only the truth will set men free. Lo, as you pray, as you witness, as you give me to those who are lost and altogether hopeless without me in their sins. Can you see and can you understand the position that I've given to you, that I've provided for you to occupy? This day do I declare in your behalf a time of new beginnings. I shall open to you the understanding of my word as you've never known before. I have heard your heart's cry, and I shall do, yea, and shall bring you into a spiritual dimension. dimension that you have longed for, and I shall cause my presence to be in and upon you more gloriously and more powerfully than ever before in your Christian walk. I shall open to you my storehouse of hidden treasures without measure. Beloved, I say to you this day, walk softly, humbly, uprightly before me, for the day of visitation is appointed, and you shall reap bountifully. Only faint not, and be not anxious, for the Lord knows your going out and your coming in. Lo, there's no middle ground for those who cannot make up their minds to serve me with all of their hearts. My words are to those who freely choose to come on my side and stand as a faithful servant of faith with all of their might. So I call to you today, says the Lord, as you are willing to stand by me on my side, rejoice and be prepared to receive the light of my presence, my strength, my power. For all these things I desire to unveil in your behalf. Watch, wait, praise me for your victories. They shall be more abundant than you can count in the days ahead, says the Lord to his beloved. Even this day, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for ministering. Lord, we receive your word and we walk in a greater fullness and revelation as you minister to us, Lord. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'd like to share a portion of a letter from a brother writing recently from Chowchilla, California. And he writes to Sister Judith on Unveil Christ Ministries, thank you so very much for your prayers. Congratulations on your 42-year anniversary of UCM. You and Brother Glass have been a blessing to me over the years. I thank you for your prayers. The Lord is miraculously providing a job and finances to pay for my new home. Months ago, after being laid off at a time when it was said there were no jobs. Now I've got a job and learning more on the job. Praise God. Well, thank the Lord for answered prayer. He's rejoicing and shares some specific needs and says, God bless you and have a wonderful holiday season. Praise God. Well, the announcer is going to give you our mailing address and I invite you to write and share your needs. Whatever they are, there's no need too hard. There's nothing too hard for the Lord to do. Rise in faith and gird yourself as a man and know that God is with you and for you. And if he be for you, who can be against you? Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.